Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
Now it is time. Or ghost stories. Yay! I told Tim Nealon he has to tell a ghost story on the show. Welcome, Tim. Tell us about your ghost tours business.
Ghost City Tours, it's the world's largest walking tour company. You know, every year we do about 1 million people on our tours in 28 markets in the United States, I think we're in right now. Just a lot of fun. And it's really evolved as a company over the last couple of years into something that I once again enjoy. You know, when I first started Ghost City Tours, I really started it as a joke. I mean, come on, ghost tours, like that can't really be a real business, right? But what happened, you know, I met two guys. I moved to Savannah, Georgia. I met two guys who were really great tour guides, but they were horrible business people. And up until that point in my life, I had spent the last 10 years running a marketing and web design company. So I had this idea like, hey, I'll start a company. I'll build this thing up. You guys can work for me and you're going to make more money working for me than you do on your own. And they did for some reason. I still don't really totally understand why. It was just something I was doing in my spare time. And in the second month in business where I think, you know, maybe I was running a couple of Google ads at the time or, you know, maybe some Facebook ads, maybe. You know, we did, you know, almost $200,000 in that second month without even trying. And, you know, at the time our profit margins were like 87%. So I thought maybe there's something to this.
Yeah.
You know, it just took off from there. And, you know, at first what Ghost City Tours was, it was a way for me to help some friends and, you know, occupy my time. But it was also out of necessity. You know, at that point in my life, I was almost homeless. You know, I was living in a hotel room that the manager of the hotel knew me and let me stay in that hotel room for about 2 months. So for me, it was really just, I don't want to live this way anymore. You know, I grew up without a lot. You know, I appreciate everything my parents did, but it was my time to get rid of that bad hand and finally turn my life around and get something going. And that's where Ghost City Tours came from. So, you know, it's morphed over the years quite a bit, the point where I think we've been in business 14 years. You know, at the beginning, if I'm being completely honest, I just needed to make money. You know, I needed to feed myself. You know, I had to take care of my family. But now I'm to a point where the money, and don't get me wrong, I love money, or we all do. But that's not so important to me anymore. What I came to realize about Ghost City Tours is that, you know, this is a company where we can help people get in touch with what I consider like what people should actually be. And how we do that is by sparking their curiosity. You know, one of the biggest compliments I can get, which is also our number one complaint about our company, is there was too much history on this tour. There weren't enough ghosts. You know, there was they talked too much about the city's culture and all this stuff. We really wanted to hear ghost stories. And they do. But to me, it's more important that we get people out in the world and we open their eyes to something that maybe they weren't thinking about before. You know, maybe we made them we didn't make them come to New Orleans, but they came to New Orleans. We made them see the city through a new light, truly appreciating the culture and the people and all those things that made a city like New Orleans what it is. And then they go buy a book, which to me is the biggest compliment. If I can get somebody to go buy a book about anything once they're done with a ghost tour and want to learn more about the world around them. You know, earlier we were talking about social media. One of the best ways to avoid all that is to get off of it. You know, go out, explore the world, you know, take your family for a walk. And that is what, you know, Ghost City Tours has really become over the years. It's been our vehicle to help pull people away from those screens, get them out into the real world, and find that curiosity that human beings innately have, you know? And if it takes ghosts as the catalyst to help them get out of that zone, that's what we do. It's been very enlightening to see the impact that just ghost tours can have on people.
So Tim, I have to ask, do you believe in ghosts?
I do. There's no way that I can't. Part of what Ghost City does is we haven't done them for a few years, but we hold nationwide ghost hunts where we'd find famous haunted locations across the country and we'd rent them for a few nights. You know, think, you know, Mansfield Reformatory in Ohio or the St. Augustine Lighthouse people would come from across the country and, you know, ghost hunt with us for 2 nights. And I have seen some stuff that would blow your mind. I have heard stuff, you know, everything from shadow figures, you know, those figures that look like people, you know, shadowy people walking across hallways, to full body apparitions where, you know, we're walking in a abandoned hospital with a group of people and some semi-transparent lady walks out in front of us with a hospital gown on and walks into a wall. Now, those things don't happen very often. Don't let the TV shows fool you. If you see a full body apparition, that's pretty damn rare. But, you know, the idea of being able to go into these haunted places and actually talk, and I know it sounds crazy, especially if you don't believe in these things, but to be able to talk to them and have them answer questions for you. There's no way I can't believe in ghosts after all that.
Did you start out not believing in ghosts and just really thought of it as more entertainment and then became convinced? Or did you always have this spiritual side?
I thought it was stupid. Like, seriously, like I grew up not far from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and I've always been a huge history buff, you know, especially when it comes to the Civil War. And I would go to the Gettysburg battlefield very often to you know, hey, I want to see where this guy was and, you know, where this happened. And one night I was hanging out at a place that a lot of people are familiar with in Gettysburg. It's called Devil's Den. And I was hanging out with a park ranger buddy of mine. Off to our right, there's a field called the Triangle Field. And at night, that night, there were people walking through the field with flashlights. So I got excited because I thought I was going to see people get busted for relic hunting. Because that's what I thought. And he's like, no, they're looking for ghosts. And I remember in my head, that's just stupid. But once again, curiosity, I think, is so important to people. And so a couple times later, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Walmart. You know, I'd seen those goofy ghost hunting TV shows. So I went out, bought a voice recorder, went to the middle of the field called the wheat field. And I just stood there at night. And when you do this for the first time, you feel like a total buffoon. I'm literally standing in the field in the middle of the night, holding a voice recorder saying, can you please tell me your name? But I got a name and it was as clear as day. It was a guy. It said George. And I know, you know, it wasn't an Ars Horae Paradoia kind of thing. Like, it really was a man saying George. And at that moment, I'm like, holy crap. Like, there is something to this. Like, what is, like, and to this day, I still can't explain it. But there was something to it. Weird stuff happens. We're able to document it. And I wouldn't call it an addiction, but I would say that if you're somebody who is really driven by trying to understand the world around you and you grab onto mysteries and you want to understand it, this whole ghost thing is a really great topic to dive into, because the reality is I don't think we're ever going to figure out what is going on or what they truly are.
Well, it's pretty cool. And I got to tell you, I do have a ghost story.
Oh, yeah?
So our house, well, first of all, our house, when we first moved in, the guy had died there before us, and we would always hear footsteps in the attic. We called him One Eye Roger. Remember that? But then this one day, I'm wondering if ghosts come and go, because we had this cat. She's gone now. And she was in the foyer, and she was talking to somebody. She really was. She was going, and this went on for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, Checkers, who are you talking to? And I swear she was talking to a ghost.
She might have been.
So have you changed your marketing a little bit? Because I see you started a podcast a little bit ago and you're doing a lot of YouTube shorts. And what's really cool is, like, you're asking other people, like, tell me about your haunting. Tell me about your ghost. Or the ones I've been seeing are Bigfoot.
Yeah.
We love Bigfoot. Richard has Bigfoot pajamas. Our dog.
And Bigfoot slippers, too.
You know, this podcast, it's really about just, you know, wanting to get people to be interested in this stuff again. And it doesn't mean that you have to believe in ghosts or Bigfoot or anything like that, but there's so much mystery in the world around us. And because so everybody, you know, like we talked about, or you guys talked about earlier, everybody's so focused on that screen or, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses on TikTok or whatever, that they're forgetting that there's a whole world out there that's worth exploring. And by the way, that world is so much more exciting than anything you're going to see on screen. And, you know, we hope that by putting these podcasts out, we can, you know, encourage people to put the screen down, go outside, go for a walk, go for a hike through the woods. You never know what you're going to see. I mean, hundreds of years ago, people got on wooden ships and sailed across the world. Like, how insane is that? And now we can't even get kids to get off the damn couch half the time. It's a crazy world we're living in. So with us, it just happens to be ghosts and Bigfoot and these crazy, you know, cryptozoology things. Those are the catalysts that we use to hopefully get people engaged and get them to find that curiosity, you know, that childlike curiosity that's still in all of us, I think, just begging to come out.
Ghost City Tours, as I understand it, places a premium on telling historically accurate stories, right? So I mean, maybe there's a little bit of embellishment there, but you're not just making stuff up. I mean, these are accurate representations of what happened in the past, right?
Yeah, I think that that's one of the biggest reasons Ghost City Tours has been so successful. I mean, when we started this company, I mean, the average ghost tour company in America It was like a $50,000-$75,000 a year company, you know, single market. You know, they weren't really run by business people. They were run by, you know, just somebody who enjoyed giving tours of their city. But when we came on the scene, I, you know, because I was a history buff, it was very important to me to make sure that we did the research. So we spent a lot of times in, you know, historical societies. We knocked on doors and talked to the people who lived in these homes that were rumored to be haunted. And we got the real story. And, you know, the first couple of years, we took an incredible amount of hate from other companies because we're essentially crapping on all over their stories. You know, for years, they've been telling people that zombies are eating babies in graveyards. Like, it's just stupid nonsense. And we came onto the scene and said, no, that is not what happened. But by the way, this happened, and it's actually more interesting. We essentially ruined their tours for them. But I feel that, you know, for somebody, anybody that is telling other people's stories, you know, especially people who are no longer with us, you know, these quote-unquote ghosts, we owe it to them to tell the truth. It's not fair to somebody that is no longer with us to be able to make lies about them or spread misinformation about them in an effort just to make your tour spookier. It does nobody any good. And in my opinion, it's very disrespectful to the city and the culture as well. You have to put that extra effort in to find out the truth and make sure that you're telling the truth. You know, we are no fans of revisionist history here at all.
Tim Nealon, Ghost City Tours. You ever want to swap ghost stories, let me know. Where do people find you if they want to reach out?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to learn more about Ghost City Tours, it is just ghostcitytours.com. You know, same for all the social platforms as well. If you go to any of them, you'll find Ghost City Tours. If you just looked up my name, Tim Nealon, you're probably going to find the Reptile Conservation Center stuff first, especially on Instagram. But so that's me.
Great. Thank you.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 39 markets across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.